This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry with some reassuring news. Coffee is not killing you. You may have bad habits, but you may be able to cross too much coffee off of the list of bad habits. It's reassuring to Dennis Novak, who told us on Facebook he takes his coffee black, strong as you're willing to make it, or Darby Blenco, two cups in the morning, each with one packet of Truvia, one with hazelnut creamer, one with French vanilla in that order. I'm a creature of habit. Now, we can't vouch for the Truvia hazelnut or French vanilla stuff, but an authoritative national nutrition panel says coffee isn't just okay to drink, but that maybe we should drink more of it. Miriam E. Nelson is Associate Dean at the Tisch College of Citizenship and Public Service at Tufts University, also a member of the 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which advises the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Professor, welcome.
Thank you very much, John. Thanks for having me.
Number six, your cup of coffee this morning?
Well, I'm actually a tea drinker. So.
All right. So, and you're fully objective on this question of coffee. What is the recommendation here, and how does it differ from the prevailing mythology or notion about coffee's concerned sort of possible toxicity, that sort of thing?
So we actually, our advisory group, first we were looking at coffee because of the increase of all these different products, the caffeine products that are out there. So we really wanted to do a thorough review in case there was really some negative health impact on some of these products. And what we saw when we looked at all the evidence is, in fact, that, you know, 2 to 3 or 4, 5 cups of coffee, and I'm talking about 8-ounce cups of coffee, not the huge coffees,
right,
that in fact there is a health benefit. It reduces your drinking coffee, reduces your risk of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, liver and endometrial cancer, and also probably Parkinson's disease. So it's good news, but we're talking about moderate coffee intake, not excessive. High caffeine is actually detrimental to your health.
So what about the dehydration question? It's a diuretic, right? Coffee is?
Well, in fact, I think that's overblown. I wouldn't say you want to just hydrate yourself with coffee. Water is still your best bet, but it's not a huge diuretic.
But if you have mugs full of 5-hour energy or products like that, then you're in trouble.
Then you're in trouble. We need more research on this to really understand, but the number of emergency room visits and youth, especially teenagers and young adults that might be adding these caffeine shots to alcoholic beverages, that's a serious problem. But what the good news here is really around just plain old coffee drinking, and certainly what you want to be careful about is not adding a lot of excess calories, which many of the actual coffee stores will be doing. So you had mentioned someone earlier talking about adding the hazelnut sweet. Those are all just sweeteners. So we do need to worry about the calories. But, you know, coffee is a whole food. It's a great food.
Finally, before we go, how does the amount of coffee that you say is actually beneficial, how does that square with the average consumption based on what you got there?
The average consumption is actually about 2 to 3 cups a day. So it's right in line. It's just that a lot of people are drinking more and some aren't drinking any.
Miriam E. Nelson is Associate Dean at the Tisch College of Citizenship and Public Service at Tufts University and member of the 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee advising the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. I've had, I can't tell you how many cups of coffee in my life, and this is one of the best.
Can I get a tall chai?
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean one.
Can you take half of the regular version of the coffee and mix it with half of the decaffeinated version?
Where are we going?
Get you some coffee.
Ah! Mother of pearl! That is hot!
That is a good cup of joe.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.